So when I first started doing these creative photo shoots, I would ask young girls who I'd seen at church or some of my friends' daughters or, you know, their little kids. And I wanted to practice portrait photography, children photography, fashion photography. I heard back from the parents of these young girls and the impact that the photos had on them. It was almost like the first time these girls had seen themselves as beautiful. Throughout their life, they'd seen printed media and, you know, movie stars as gorgeous, but they never had the opportunity to really see how gorgeous they were. And when I had parents come and tell me that, I was encouraged that my photography had a life of its own, a bigger impact than I knew. I was just thinking about getting practice, but here these young girls were having an experience that they were beautiful and they were seeing the end results of their smile or their best side. And with that in mind, I knew in the future that I wanted to use that power, I guess, that photography has for the good. And when I was editing Pam Espinoza's testimony about her battle with breast cancer and just how visually her appearance impacted how she was feeling inside, when I was looking over the footage, she rarely talked about the physical pain that she was going through in the midst of the surgery and all that sort of stuff. It was as if the emotional pain of seeing herself in the mirror at not her best was actually having an impact on her life. And it wasn't until she overcame that, that she healing began to happen in her life. And when I heard her story, I imagined, I like to call them a God daydream. I imagined doing a free photo shoot with makeup and hair done for women who had been through cancer or who are going through cancer, and just looking at the reaction on their face and having their true beauty shine for that afternoon, to just forget about whatever they're going through, to come and to enjoy being pretty again. And so with one text to another text, I begin to gather the creative troops, my friend Ronnie, who does my hair, and another friend, Veto, who does makeup and hair. And I asked them if they would be interested in donating their time and coming alongside me and being a part of this project with the girls. And I'd asked Pam if she could invite some of her friends and some of the girls she knew who were kind of going through a difficult time or had been in the past. And a part of this whole daydream, I imagined it in this garden. But this garden is very special. It's owned by someone very, very important in the community and in my life. And I had been fortunate enough to be invited to her house a few times, and she had actually offered to let me use the garden whenever I needed to. And that was all cool in theory, but really asking her, I was a bit scared. But I figured, why not ask? You know, it's okay if there's a no, and there's always another location. And to my surprise, and yet not surprised, she said yes, that I would be able to use her garden for the afternoon. And so this Thursday, I am hosting what I'm calling She Is Fearless photo shoot, having an afternoon to part in these women's lives, to give them back what's really there, their beauty, their strength, and their courage. And I'm just so excited to be able to host them and to give them an afternoon of just forgetting about all the drama in their life and just to enjoy it. And I'm excited to see the results. So this week, can look out for a post of the girls and the behind the scenes and their photo shoot. And I'm excited. I'm actually going to rent a really expensive lens because they deserve it. Everyone deserves it. 85 millimeter lens on their face. Thanks, guys.